Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Friday afternoon. We have made it. Congratulations. Self high fives all the way around. Oh, somebody just sent me a Facebook message. Jeff, yesterday you mentioned Emily's bracelets, trying to get her to 1,600. Did you make it? No. Very disappointed. Just checked a couple of moments ago. You know, we still need 20 people to get the Facebook page for Emily's bracelets to 1,600. It's 20 people. It's all we need. So listen, if you're inclined and you want to help me make the weekend get off to a great start, or help the weekend get off to a great start, would you please go on Facebook, throw a like to Emily's bracelets? That's our pal Emily Morrissey. Oh, and a week from tomorrow, she's going to be displaying her brand new collection at a big Christmas bazaar. Oh, I'm going to give you details because I think a lot of people are going to want to show up to help out Emily and get some of Emily's bracelets for sure. All right. Yesterday, we had Shannon Taylor join us. Shannon is the incumbent Commonwealth's attorney for Henrico County. She has been there for 8 years. She is a Democrat. Her opponent is Owen Conway. She's a Republican. She used to be an assistant Commonwealth's attorney in Henrico. In fact, a well-respected, well-regarded assistant Commonwealth's attorney who, if I am correct, and I know Owen will point this out one way or the other, but she was fired by Shannon Taylor when Shannon Taylor came in 8 years ago. So let's talk a little bit about that, get to the bottom of it. Owen Conway. Owen, thanks for being here.
Hi, Jeff. Thank you for having me on again.
Absolutely. It is my pleasure. Can you straighten all of this up? You were serving, if I understand, as an assistant Commonwealth's attorney in Henrico County when Shannon Taylor was elected, correct?
That is correct, Jeff. I had been there for about 10 years, from 2000 until 2011 when Shannon Taylor was elected.
Mm-hmm. And so what happened? I mean, why would a career prosecutor such as yourself be shown the door?
Jeff, it was a shock to everybody. I remember people from other jurisdictions even reaching out from other Commonwealth's attorney's offices. It was an unprecedented move by Shannon Taylor. She came into the office, did not even interview us. She didn't speak to us. We never worked for her. I never had an opportunity. We were just told that we no longer had a job. And there were seven of us. Most of us had 20 plus years of experience. So it was a real shock, even for the county, who said that they do not treat their employees, their good employees, like that. We were never given a reason.
Wow. That's shocking. I mean, I understand that sometimes with elected positions, people have different outlooks or positions that they look as a for the mission, I guess you would say. But certainly in the purview of prosecutions, it seems to be pretty straightforward. Bad guy, arrest, prosecute. Thank you very much. Right.
Absolutely, Jeff. It really shouldn't be a partisan position. And that's what I want to do. I want to bring it back to a nonpartisan position, focusing on safety in the community. I'll tell you that it's become a very political position under Shannon Taylor's administration. And often, I see as a defense attorney, I've been a defense attorney in Henrico for 8 years now, mm-hmm. since I left that office, and I see how cases are being arbitrarily prosecuted depending on how it benefits her and her political agenda. So that's what I want to do. I want to bring it back to being about justice for all.
Mm-hmm.
And Jeff, I'll also let you know on that note that in addition to the seven of us who were originally let go, 37 attorneys have left that office out of a total, let's see, I think they have 31 attorneys in the office. So that's over a 100% turnover rate. Now, I know Ms. Taylor has previously commented, I believe, on your show, that it is hard to compete with the private sector in pay. However, after hearing that, I went back and looked at all of the individuals, all of the attorneys who have left. And, Jeff, there are less than 20% of those attorneys have accepted or had accepted employment in the private sector when they left her office. So I'm suggesting, I'm telling you that they are leaving for other reasons, not for better pay. Most have entered other government jobs and are making about the same pay. It's the leadership that's the problem there.
Oh, my. All right. Because that is very different. And you're quite correct. As Shannon Taylor told us that they were leaving because they're going to the private sector, and the private sector absolutely offers them more financial reward. But you're telling us, in fact, they're going to other government positions, and they just, I mean, to be as straightforward as possible, they just don't want to work for Shannon Taylor?
That's correct. That's absolutely correct. It's just an environment it's not a united office at all. So I want to bring back good leadership to the office so that I can retain good assistants. It's not the assistants. It comes from the top. But that's one thing I would do. I would rebuild the fractured relationship with the police department. Mm-hmm. As a matter of fact, the Henrico County Fraternal Order of Police has endorsed me over Shannon Taylor.
You know, I was just going to mention that because I had mentioned that to Shannon Taylor. She was telling us quite a bit about how she and her office work very, very closely with law enforcement, and it's a cohesive effort and it's a unified pursuit and the rest of it. So it did strike me as odd that Lodge number 4, the Henrico County Lodge for the Fraternal Order of Police, voted not to endorse Shannon Taylor, and instead they voted to endorse you.
That's correct, Jeff. Additionally, Sheriff Mike Wade, who, as you know, is retiring, has endorsed me. And I've crossed political lines. I'm honored to also have the endorsement of the Richmond Crusade for Voters, who are tired of hearing Shannon Taylor talk but not take action to relieve the overcrowded jail in Henrico. We need to look at, in addition to being, you know, letting victims have voices, focusing on safety, number one, but we also need to look at why the jail is so overcrowded. Mm-hmm. And, you know, somehow solve that problem. I would work with the sheriff as well as other officials in the county to relieve that problem. It's not only a dangerous situation to inmates and deputies, of course, but it's a costly situation to Henrico citizens. And we do need to look at programs for mental health and addiction. But the first priority, Jeff, would be to rebuild that relationship with the police department and unify the office so that we can better serve Henrico.
Well, can you tell me a little bit more about the Richmond Crusade for Voters siding with you as opposed to Shannon Taylor? That's surprising, isn't it? To
put Absolutely. It mildly. The Free Press did publish that endorsement, and they wrote after we all went down and interviewed with the Richmond Crusade for Voters. I believe there were approximately 8 individuals with whom we interviewed and, of course, went through a lengthy questioning. And they voted, Jeff, to endorse me because, again, I think they hear Shannon saying one thing but not acting. And additionally, they specifically commented that on my goal to rebuild that relationship with the police department, and they thought that that was very important for the safety of the community.
And what are you hearing from Henrico County law enforcement officers? Because I know you interact with them. Again, Shannon Taylor told us yesterday she wasn't particularly concerned that the FOP didn't endorse her. She said, oh, it's a Republican organization and there are only a couple of people that are members. But she swore that she had a great relationship with officers out there in the police division. What are you hearing from those officers?
Well, that's not at all what I see daily. I see officers, nor what I hear. Again, Jeff, I'm there usually 5 out of 5 days a week as a defense attorney currently. Mm-hmm. So I've had an opportunity, of course, to see both sides, and I see from the outside the officers and their communication with the assistant Commonwealth attorneys. I see them often walk out of court frustrated that no one has discussed their case. No one has discussed the resolution of their case or the disposition of their case. They're not informed before a case is worked out, and often they're not told until they show up to court unnecessarily and are told they can go, that their case was already worked out. So I think that's obviously very important. These officers put their life on the line. They're out there on the streets, you know, keeping us safe, certainly, and they should be included in what is happening with their case. Certainly, they should have a say. Of course, the Commonwealth Attorney's Office, the assistants, make the determination of how the case should be handled.
Right.
But there should be better communication there. And I hear from the officers all of the time. They're wishing me luck. They're saying that they're supporting me. They're ready for a change. And I think really after 8 years of not much change in Henrico, as a matter of fact, things appear to be much worse after Ms. Taylor's 8-year administration, in that the jails are incredibly overcrowded. Mm-hmm. And, you know, cases are being reduced, and the officers just don't seem happy with the way that Ms. Taylor's office is run and the way that they're handling cases.
Fair enough. Well, Owen Conway, for folks who have not yet made up their mind for whom they will vote on Tuesday, why don't you give them a website that they can check out, any events that you might have coming up over the weekend they could attend?
Absolutely. Jeff, my website is conwayforca.com. And if anyone would like to volunteer, we're starting to staff polls. We have certainly some other jobs that we would be happy for people to help us with. They could email us at campaign@conwayforca.com.
Okay.
And Jeff, I'm happy. I would, if you have any other time, I'm happy to come back. We've got some really interesting information that has come out recently, and I'd love to talk to you about that. And it certainly reflects directly on the current Commonwealth Attorney's Office. So.
Fair enough. Owen Conway, I appreciate
you
being
so
here.
Much.
Absolutely.
Thank you, Jeff.
You bet. That is Owen Conway. She is the Republican running for Commonwealth's Attorney in Henrico County. She's facing off against Shannon Taylor. We've had both of these women on in the last couple of days. Fascinating stuff. Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.